did that with a boss. You know?
We also call him Boss's Pet. All right.
Mm-hmm. And before you went to high school, what's the school before high school? Grammar school?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now they have a school in between those two.
It's in
Pet. Junior high.
Okay. What kind of a fence is usually found around a playground?
We often call Boss's Pet.
It's usually a fence, wire fence, I should say. They don't usually go to the trouble. They don't usually go to the trouble of a picket fence anymore.
Okay, and in the type it's old.
Yeah, link fence.
How about at some schools they have a big building where they play basketball. What do they call that?
Gymnasium.
Okay, any other games that you might have known have gone on in there?
Well, they have basketball and they play.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess that's about it when I was growing up.
Alright.
They didn't have hockey and all these other things that they try to play on the floors.
Alright, in school now, what did the teachers and the kids refer to the place where the toilets were in the schools? What were they called?
Restroom. Ladies' room, men's room.
Okay. I'm going to give you different groups, either religious or ethnic. And the other day we were talking about, you know, we had different types of nationalities living in the area now. And names or terminology, either, you know, good or bad, either way, it doesn't matter, or indifferent. That refer to these people that you remember anywhere along in your life as the way to refer to these people. You know, would you mind relating that? For example, we were talking about Indians. How did most people talk when they were talking about Indians? What did they call them? American Indian?
They call them Indians. They call them red men. And Seminoles
Okay. How about Orientals? Oriental type people.
Well, as a child, I remember they used to, when the OC Railroad was being built, they used the riffraff, you might say, of the cheaper labor from China and any nation that came over here. They came by the thousands to work on that railroad, and many thousands of them died over there because it was hot and it was very dangerous. They called them Chinks for Chinas and Japs for Japanese and, what do you call Italians?
Wops.
The Wops.
That
was Italian? Wops were Italians. And what do they call Gringo? Gringo.
Greek.
I guess it was Greek.
Right, what about Roman Catholics? Were you ever hear a name for a Roman Catholic?
No, we only call them Catholics.
You ever refer to them because they ate fish on Friday or for any, you know?
I think I have heard the expression of fish eaters or something like that, but it never, we were not allowed to belittle other people's.
Right. Well, I'm just saying things that you've heard. How about something that you may have heard in terms of relationship talking about Protestants, particularly fundamentalist Protestants?
I don't know. I'm Baptist, and I guess they talk about it about as much as anybody else.
Yeah, have you ever heard any terms that might have, you know, referred someone that didn't, you know, maybe someone didn't like you or like you, know, just the way how they talk to you is not talking about Baptist, you know?
I don't know. We never did slang churches.
How about Jews?
No, we call them Yiddish or something like that, but it was not disrespectful.
That wasn't very much then.